yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
I think you had mentioned earlier in the year we talked about looking at Yamamoto video.
Yeah.
Can you just talk a little bit about that, about what you saw, what you learned from watching that?
Yeah, Yamamoto. So I had made the change to kind of simplify the leg kick, and then I saw he signed with the Dodgers shortly after, and then we really started to see his mechanics. We really started to see something different. Of course, the world didn't know what I was doing. I was, you know, at my house in my garage, whatever, doing my thing. But it was a really cool template. It was a cool template to see how efficiently he was working, how it worked for him. He was a leg kick guy. He changed and kind of simplified it himself. And so with those things, it just became about, like, how is he doing and how is he getting to those physical spots in his mechanics, and do they work? Do they work for me? How does that look? And I think it was nice to be like, yes, no, yes, no, yes, whatever. And that all kind of turned into like, okay, thank you for the template. Now I have to figure out what's me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was just solid, subtle information out of him just by watching. But we don't move the same way. He's a freak athlete. He's got a lot of things he does that I can't do, like handstands and all these type of things that I've seen. Yeah, a lot of things, right? So when we compare each other in mechanics as pitchers, like, we always watch each other. We're always trying to find a leg up. And the problem is we always come to the conclusion that we don't have the same bodies. We don't move the same way. We jump differently, move differently. Our bodies are made up different. So it's just about the visuals. It's about understanding maybe what he's trying to achieve. And in that resulted in just kind of like my concoction of what ended up being something that I felt good about.
Was he the primary guy you watch, or was there other guys? So other guys have made that sort of
attack. Yeah. I mean, I've primarily him. You know, if I was going to just say one person, it would probably be him. I know there are other guys who've done it, but it's more of a, more in the stretch, more like the windup was a big part of figuring it out, because the stretch to me was an easier way, right? You're stationary, you're calm, you're going. The windup was about creating momentum and finding a way to still create power while moving down the mound. Mm-hmm. So he was really the only guy that I was seeing doing that.